I was telling you on Friday that the militia that has been hired or is employed by the Ukrainian government and funded by NATO is AVOZ is their name. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Avots, I would assume. But Avots is a Nazi organization. People are like, you're a liar. There's no Nazi there. The Nazis are on in Canada and truck drivers. They're truck drivers, and they're in America. Not only are there Nazis in the militia, but and I've been telling you this for years now. We've been talking about this. In 2010, there was an election in Ukraine. All right. And the bad guy, that would be the pro detente with Russia candidate, won. He was legally elected. As a matter of fact, I will put the link, the graphic image in the chat room. This shows the red state versus blue state, or red county versus blue county in Russia in that election. I mean, in Ukraine. As you can see, the pro-Russian foreign policy Yanukovych candidate was elected. He won. Tymoshenko is the pro-Ukrainian leaning pro-Nazi candidate. He lost. Well, John McCain and Barack Hussein Obama, and the neocon and the military-industrial complex did not like that result. So what did they do? Ultimately, they staged a coup, helped stage a coup, and then there was a Yanukovych was replaced. Who was he replaced by? The guy that lost. Again, in 2014, there was another election, and the pro-Russian foreign policy candidate won. The McCain U.S. foreign policy empire-backed candidate lost. Then there was another coup. It was called the Maidan Revolt, revolution or whatever they call it. The Maidan Institute, and we'll read from David Stockman on this, what happened again. In the Maidan incident, the pro-American, pro-Western, pro-military-industrial complex candidate was inserted by the CIA as the winner. And look, Barack Hussein Obama's chief foreign policy delegate, this woman named, I don't have the paper here in front of me. I want to say Zalund. She's working for Biden now. She has the exact same position now. Actually said, we need to pick the cabinet, and to make sure that they get it right, we need to send someone who has a world stage personality. You know who they sent over there? Take a guess. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. You know who they sent to Ukraine to go personally supervise the installation of the Ukrainian government's cabinet? You won't believe me, but it's true. Biden. They sent two scoops. Obama sent two scoops to go make sure it got done the way the CIA and the neocons wanted it done. As of this writing, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in hunkered down in a bunker somewhere in Kyiv as the sound of the encroaching war gets closer and closer. Now he wrote this on Friday evening. A grim scene to be sure. All the U.S. and EU... all the U.S. and EU kisses and roses leading up to this have been turned to dust and barbed wire, as a no doubt deeply bitter Zelensky has nothing left but to cry out in anger. By the by, where's the cavalry? This is going to be McAdams' point. The West, we told Zelensky, don't worry about it. We got you covered. He would have done well to study the history of Iraq and Saddam Hussein and Libya and Muammar Gaddafi. It's better to remain an enemy of Murrican's war machine than to be compromised and try to become an ally. We don't actually like actual allies. We like co-conspirators. As McAdams will make the point clear, the chips are down as much as the U.S.-equipped and backed Ukrainian military appears to have turned and run as Russian forces approach. Of course, the story we're getting is courageous patriot fighters in the streets slaughtering Russian armies, right? We're also getting the Russians are taking out all the infrastructure and poisoning the water. Not true. Now, look, I'm not apologizing for Putin's invasion here, because to tell you the truth, I don't know enough about all of this. And there's a lot of ancient stuff going on here that comes to the surface. What we do know is this. The military-industrial complex and the United States of America and all the other usual suspects that are in cahoots with us are largely responsible for all this, as the evidence will show. The battle for Kherson was brutal, with plenty of Russian losses, but nevertheless, as of this writing, it has fallen to Russian control. Kyiv, in the main, may well fall within the next 12-24 hours. It didn't, or it hasn't yet. Russian troops are already in the city, and Zelensky is in his bunker with fewer and fewer to take his calls. And then he gives more about what's happening here. This is interesting. It brings to mind that great quote I often recycle from RPI academic advisor John Laughlin, written as the early U.S.-backed color revolutions rampaged through the former Soviet world in the early 2000s. It is, quote, "It is better to be an enemy of the Murrikans than their friend. If you are their enemy, they might try to buy you, but if you are their friend, they will definitely sell you," close quote. Zelensky has now learned the bitter truth, which previously favored foreign leaders also learned. Most of their lessons have been even harder than Zelensky's. The bitter truth is that Washington's foreign policy establishment never actually considered Zelensky or his predecessor, Poroshenko, to be allies or partners of the United States, overflowing with a toxic mix of ignorance, arrogance, and extreme cynicism. Mordor's elites have always viewed Ukraine as a tool to regime change. Anyone that denies or goes into the chat room and denies that our foreign policy since the 1950s has been one of regime change, dude, you're just cocked in the head. Dude, ma'am, whoever you are. And by the way, you want to sit there and pontificate about how holy the Ukrainians are and evil the Russians are, and that there's our government would never do that. We're not regime changers. I'll give you three words, buddy. No den vim. Go look it up. Jeffrey Shaw, The Lost Mandate of Heaven. That's a book. I interviewed Jeffrey several times. No den vim. How did no den vim, the duly elected, by the way, president of South Vietnam, what happened, as the Three Stooges might say? The CIA assassinated him. That's what happened. Back to Daniel McAdams at UNS Review. The false gods of American exceptionalism are jealous ones indeed. By the by, you want to see the false gods? For some of you that may be new listeners, please do not mistake what you are hearing here for some sort of Putin apologetics. Not apologizing for Vladimir or his actions. We don't like war. No one likes war. I don't cheer war on. I don't like invasions. I wish everyone would remain completely and totally at peace. And we were back at the peace, or the relative peace, of Christendom. But this is the result of America's foreign policy. We have been pleading since 2007. Believe me, I am a recovering neocon. I could cheer Go USA, USA as loud as anyone else. And I did. And I cheered on the Iraq invasion. Horrid, 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 dumb, stupid, misguided mistake.